Hello everybody, and welcome to Bolton News Talk, issue number 2067, recorded here at the Sensory Centre, Thicketford, on Sunday, 1st of October, 2023. I'm Michael Howarth, and our readers for the programme are Karen Harrison, Carol Butler, Christine Deacon, and a new voice for you, Douglas Slack. Welcome to the programme team, Doug. Studio manager for us this week, in charge of all technical matters, is Ben Hodgkinson. Yes, you did hear me correctly. I did say October, meaning that 2023 is now three quarters over and done with. Now, where did that go? June mentioned in the last programme that she had already received two Christmas catalogues, and I was in a well-known store on Crompton Way this week and was amazed to see how many Christmas items were on display there. And we're not even done with Halloween and Bonfire Night yet. Now, before I give you a quick rundown of what's in the programme, I must tell you about a lovely session that we've had here this afternoon. Most of you will know that we are a completely voluntary body with no regular source of income, and we are always delighted when we receive any funding. And today was one such event, as we were presented with a cheque from Edgerton Park Bowling Club, as we were their nominated charity at their annual charity competition. And today, Secretary Kath Cartridge came, along with husband Steve, and a big presentation cheque for nearly £400. So we hope that the photograph taken will appear in a future edition of our news source, the Bolton News. Right, let's see what's in store for you all this week. As usual, there's a mixed bag, ranging from local firms and businesses, some of whom have won prestigious awards. There's thoughts on the new Bus B network and the possible rebrand of our local university. An update on what the council have been doing, or not doing. And we'll finish with news of how show business allies with our town. So without further ado, let's start the ball rolling with news of the local businesses. And Karen will lead the way, followed by Doug, Carol and Chris in that order.